Que põe, né?
Põe, né?
So, what we're up to, summary of Boehner. So let's just find where we're up to here, everybody says. So we were going through a few cases over here, last time, which we spoke about, where we were trying to work out if there's a problem of Boehner or whatever. So one of them was an interesting thing over here, let's say the swarm shelf. So let's say, for example, on Shudders, I want to put my safer away in the swarm shrunk, and it doesn't fit in. I put my safer in here, whatever.
Nice, you've lifted up that shelf. You've undone that shelf, you moved off that shelf. Good question.
You
haven't fixed it. I'm not talking about being made on Sosa. As you lift that shelf off, you've been Sosa that shelf.
Well, I don't think that's a positive, that's an interesting point, but I think that's a problem, Tucker.
The story remained on the shelf,
Yeah, but you've lifted up the shelf from where it was. You've moved the shelf from where it was. The shelf was in one place. It's moved off. Right? I think that's possible. I think that's a problem. Okay. What else did we speak about? Then we spoke about our famous dishwashers. That was an interesting one as well. The dishwasher. You know what a dishwasher is, Moshe? You do the washing yourself. What do you do? You wash the dishes yourself? Some have got a dishwasher. You put the dishes in a... Yeah? You write that down. You put the dishes in a dishwasher, and the Meister Wammes is you pull the drawer out, and by mistake the whole drawer comes out. That's what we're asking. Good thing you came tonight, you see. Now, what do you do? So, l'chayr, that we said was an interesting problem. That often, a dishwasher is... I forgot to make it like Doma. We said, if something is mechumah l'karka, or it's more than 40 saw, it's more than one amma by gimel amas, which a dishwasher is, I measured it, it's often that area, that is called a proper binyan, and therefore, if the drawer comes out, which you did by mistake, to put it back in again, even though it's a loose connection, because it easily moves in and out, that's also to do. So, finish that, yeah? So, a dishwasher, when the drawer comes out, that's the problem. What's the problem? Sorry? If it comes out?
No.
What? A normal drawer, a normal drawer of a bedside. No, if you've got a small drawer, you've got a bedside cabinet next to you, and you're in a bit of a funny mood, you pull the drawer out, the whole drawer comes out, it's less than 40 saw. This was about 40 saw, but let's say it's less than 40 saw, then you can put it back in. It's a loose connection, that's mutter. Once it's 40 saw, or it's mechumah l'karka, that's what? What? The price of an oven shelf is not 40 saw. I don't think an oven shelf is 40 saw. So there, it's a very loose connection. It comes out easily, yeah? What? A dishwasher is 40 saw. Just a measure. An oven puts... An oven might be got Shmuel. He's right. 40 saw. I haven't got my shear here with 40 saw. 40 saw is about this. One amor by one amor by gimel. An amor is 1.5 feet by 1.5 feet by 4.5 feet. I can't work out. That's how I work out. So I... Yeah? I should have brought you a dishwasher. A normal dishwasher is just about 40 saw. Outside. Look at the outside. 1.5 by 1.5 by 3 by 4.5. A dishwasher. That, what else did we speak about? Then we spoke about... Oh, that was another interesting one. I also liked one as well. The wash of this over here. These little next things over here. To put these on Shabbos. So this is not... This is a cake. So we said normally...
Binyan Bekalim is only when it's very strong. This is a very strong chibur. And therefore, to put this on is a serious problem on Shabbos. Besides Kuvi Makar Pasach, also a very firm chibur Kuvi Makar Pasach as well. So if this comes off, one can't put them on Shabbos. Yeah?
Okay, another important thing which is important to remember, Rabbi Yisai, is glasses. That happens to people, the screw comes out. So what happens is you want to, for example, I mean, you can't walk around with your glasses with no temple, no sides, so it's all. So you want to put it back in again and put the screw in just very slightly. You do that, Rabbi Yisai?
No.
Why not, Rabbi Yisai? Why not? Very good, right? You were listening last time, but it's very good. Yeah, it could be moksha first of all, and it could be a shadow boina. I mean, even though you do it very loosely, but first of all, Chazal made a gezeira that something which is not normal to make tight, even though you do it very loose, we're worried that you might tighten it. So lechayy, something which is mummy's temporary, lechayy, that's okay to put a string. Even though I put one of these bag ties through. Oh, very good. Well, things with the bag ties, be careful not to twirl it around, maybe, yeah, because you might have a shadow of what. Of course, but lechayy, something which is very temporary, lechayy is all right. Otherwise, you're going to have a problem. I said to put a screw in lechayy is problematic on Shabbos.
Why,
Moshe? Because one is it might be Shalom Boina. Might be Shalom Boina to fix it. Okay, that was that. And then we've talked about a broken window. A window that breaks the Moshe. So we said to take out the glass from there is a problem of Soisa, which we're going to see by the sun. And then Soisa Amalos Limnosh, because you're taking the glass out to put a new one in. That's a problem. What else did we speak about? We spoke about a broken toilet. Let's just speak about that very quickly. That was also very interesting. A broken toilet. So the Moshe, let's say the seat breaks. So the chayyim to put the seat back on again, to lock it into position again. Again, the toilet is b'chobar karka. That's a proper binyan. So you put the toilet seat back on again. Even if it's loose, it's osman rabon. If you put it in firmly, you've done issa d'oraisa of boina. So we said, what about the moshel if a person can't sit down there without the toilet seat? So shad kovad abrius. So kovad abrius, one's allowed to do an issa rabon of kovad abrius. So if one has to put the seat down. One will be allowed to put the seat down. Obviously, one shouldn't screw in, but one could put the seat down loosely, even though it's a gzera. Because of covered abrius, we allow you to do it.
So put the seat down.
Sorry?
You put the seat down.
Put the seat down, you can sit down. Once you put it down, you can sit down. That was one thing with the toilet. The next thing we spoke about was the moshel. Let's say that the flush is broken. So that was an interesting thing as well. Lifting up the lid of the cistern, that was a big machlokes. The Orech HaShabbos seems to be mako. I don't know, I'm not sure exactly why. He seems to say that's not a problem taking it off. What? It's a lid, it's mechubal karka, yeah? So it's not able to come on and off. It's not. When was the last time you took your system off the toilet? I hope not very often. It's not meant to come off. It's meant to be brave. It's not meant to come off. It's not able to come off. That means if someone's got a freshener in there, what's it called, these toilet fresheners in there, and he regularly takes the lid off, then it's really much better. But generally speaking, these things are not meant to come off. If something goes wrong with the toilet, you take it off. But first of all, it's got a screw in the zipper, it's mummy's a problem. But even the ones that are loose, so he ties Erech Shabbos as mutter. I said, other Rabbonim say it's a problem that, and one shouldn't take it off. So if it was taken off before Shabbos, for example, and the chain's broken, let's say the puller, the flusher. So you can do it manually, pull the lever out with your hand, that's mutter, no problem with that. But if you can, that's one thing. And then we spoke about a block toilet, that was also interesting, a block toilet. So the mice, we made a chema going to all the ins and outs. Our block toilet, we said the mice is easier than a block sink. A block toilet, even though you could say now that it's blocked, it's like a binion, it's filled up the hole. And therefore, to unblock it is a problem on Shabbos. The mice, ideally, one should not unblock on Shabbos. If one's got nothing else, then many poskim hold that Rishas Zatchat, one's allowed to unblock a toilet on Shabbos. Ideally, if one can get a non-Jew, first of all, to plunge it, to unblock it, zikha better. If one can't, and one's got no other base akise to use, then one can be so much on a poskim that say, unblocking a toilet is only a temporary thing. It's not meant to be blocked, obviously. And it just blocks suddenly. So it's not build-up of things that get there, therefore it's not binyan. A sink is more chomo, because a sink normally works up as a build-up. It doesn't have block all of a sudden. It builds up until it blocks up. That could be worse. So, again, there one should ask a shayla what happens if such a thing happens like that.
So my parents, my toilet breaks, like in my house, would my parents like?
Your care can do it. Don't tell her anything, but your care can do it, won't she?
Andy or Brendan or James, could they fix the toilet?
Yeah, they want to, they have to.
Could they fix the toilet on shower?
If they have to, if they want to use it themselves, it'll be allowed to, won't she? They need it. If they need it themselves, they could use it. They could do it.
My house.
But if they do it for themselves, they need it for themselves, that would be better.
They
do or they don't? Do they need it for themselves? No, they might be problem. You have to ask a good shadow, you have to ask a good rabbi.
But on Shabbos, my house is always locked.
So you have to ask a good rabbi, Moshe. You're catching me out, don't you, Moshe? You have to ask a good rabbi. Now we come to Hilchos Oil. It was also interesting, Hilchos Oil, the end of Hilchos Binyan. So Hilchos Oil, we came out like this. To make an oil one teva by one teva by one teva is a problem. We said like this, if the oil is used for people, that means you use the airspace underneath for a person to protect the person or animals, even just the roof itself is awesome. That's a problem itself. Just to put a roof out, even though it's not doing anything else, it's just protecting people or animals, that's really a problem itself. And therefore, we said, the children playing with their, what do you call it, with their chairs, they put a blanket over it, they can go under the chair to play. That is a problem of, what do you call it? If you don't use the airspace at all, that means no airspace is needed, then it's only also if you've got mechitzas of four mechitzas going around. If the airspace is not used to protect people, but you want to put things on there, you want to put, let's say, cakes underneath there, then two mechitzas facing each other is problematic. Otherwise, it's not a problem.
What's problematic
means you shouldn't do it. Problematic means you shouldn't do it on Shabbos. Okay? And then finally, we talked about mechitzas itself, partition walls. So partition walls should not be put... partition walls on Shabbos is much more lenient than roofs. Sorry, one other thing about roofs, we had a few etayim in roofs. We said, Melmala Lamatos Mutter. If you start from the top downwards is Mutter, Moist Mala Oil is Mutter. All these things are etayim and Hilchos Oil. What else do we have? If it's foldable, the foldable thing is also okay. And then we said also, if it's attached to the wall, you just bring it out from there, that's also not a problem. And same thing applies to mechitzas, that's all the same. Okay, everybody's saying. That is more or less the end of Hilchos Boina. By the way, this mechitza, someone asked last week about the mechitza they put out over here. But what you tell everybody is it a problem or not a problem to put out the mechitza? First of all, it's not doing anything. It's not a mechitza materes. The mechitza doesn't do anything at all. The men and women, they're not doing anything in the ma'aseh. It's just separating them, but there's no chiv to do it. So a mechitza which is not mati anything is mutter to do on Shabbos. Without any problem at all. Even so, I think it's connected to the wall. I think it's connected to the wall anyway, this one. As far as I can see, it looks like it's connected to the wall. So there's no problem with that mechitza at all on Shabbos to put it out. If you don't use the roof underneath it, you don't use the space underneath it. Yes, so that's what they asked last week. I wanted to share it.
Let's see, you want to put, for example, you want to do Kriyas Torah on here. So you put a big board from here, across there, so you can do Kriyas Torah. That's what you put on the oil.
Even if you've got two. Even if you've got two sides.
You can't use the air space.
You've got one over there.
You're not using the air space.
One over the end.
And you're not using the air space on the
other.
Then you need four. You need four pieces.
Soysa. So where does Soysa come in the Mishkan? How does Soysa come in the Mishkan? Soysa.
Actually,
what happened was, when Maisa, the Soysa that we know in the Mishkan that was Osa, is a person undid the Mishkan when they travelled. Yeah. When they moved around, what happened was they put the Mishkan up, then they took it down, dismantled it, and then they moved it somewhere else. That's Soysa. That was Soysa, that was just, you were undoing it, Al Menoch Lindos to build somewhere else. That is the Menoch Men HaTorah. The Menoch Men HaTorah is a person who takes off something with the intention of building it somewhere else. That was what it was, the Menocha. That's a big question. I said, Soysa normally has to be done Al Menoch Lindos in Koma. So what's the case of Soysa? So someone's got an old building, for example, and he knocks it down on Shabbos in order to build a new building in the place. What? So that's the Gemara's question. That's a good question. We know Soysa Menoch Lindos is also Lindos from Koimoi. Oh, 1 minute. So Gemara says, so is to have an os lib nois is what it's also to do if you build it mekoyme where it is. So he's asked the kasher of David, it's a good kasher, lechayre, every mishkan, when they moved the mishkan, it wasn't built in the same place. They travel around, they build the mishkan somewhere else. So where's the sosam and not live nois mekoyme? Where's the destruction to build the mishkan in the same place? So he says, Rav Chaim says, the master Gemara says, it's api Hashem, yachna api Hashem, it's all done api Hashem. Remember of Ram Gurvi, said a moshel. He's emerging a moshel of wrong way. He said, you know, moshel, if you take a person who's going on a train, he travels from Gates to Manchester. So the moshel, halfway through the journey, you ask him where he is. I don't know my weight. He tells you he's in New York. Somewhere else, he tells you another place. Every place, he goes to a different place. If you take a little child, and you put him on his mother's lap, and the train goes, and you ask the child where he is, he's on his mother's lap. You ask him further where he is, he's on his mother's lap. The whole time he's on his mother's lap, he doesn't need it. He's api Hashem yachna, api Hashem yisrael. Everything is api Hashem. The Maaseh says, there's no chiluk whether we're moving. We're doing everything api Hashem. So the Maaseh, the Gemara says, that's called, huh? It must be possible Shah, otherwise it's very schwer. Where's our Manosh Limbus? The Gemara says, api Hashem yachna, api Hashem yisrael. Mele, it's all called the place where HaKadosh Baruch wants. It's all called one place. It's a chiddush. So that's called, that is the problem of, of binyan. So knocking down a binyan to build up a new one. Hashem didn't say to build somewhere else. There, Hashem told him to build. Well, that's true. But that, like part of it is, Hashem told you to take it down from here and build it somewhere else. That is what Hashem wants. That's all called Hashem's thing. If you knock it down and you build somewhere else, like, of course Hashem wants that, but you tell him to do that. That's not obvious. It's a chiddush. But that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says that's called a Moslem. The only other example we've got like this, mamish, a sosa manosh libnos, is mamish our window pane. When a person's got a broken window in his glass, and he takes the glass out on Shabbos, that take out is mamish sosa manosh libnos. Not the same glass. That's every sosa. When you knock a building down, you're not putting the same bricks up again. Every sosa manosh libnos, you knock down a building in order to build again on that place. You're not putting the same bricks up again. You put a new brick, but that is the derice of sosa manosh libnos. You're knocking down in order to rebuild here something else. So the mamish, that's mamish our example, taking down the glass, the chayra, taking out the glass of a window pane is the chayra mamish's case over here. In fact, I must tell you something else, that sosa manosh libnos, the Mefarshim say, Michas Chinuch says this, is not only when it's you're building something else new, but if you've got a positive purpose. That means this is no one should ever do this. If someone's in a state of anger, he's very, very angry, and the only way to calm down is to knock a building down. And once he knocks the building down, it'll calm him down. Yeah. The Gemara's case is Korea, but Hamosha, yeah? The Menchas Chinuch says if someone destroys a building, the Kasoi, I can't remember the Loshen exactly, and that is calms him down, that's a tikkun. The Baal, that's a tikkun, he's done an Issa Torah. It's a big chiddush. I don't know if anyone's listened to this, but it's a chiddush, the Maaseh, yeah? We had this in the Korea, actually. We said normally the Malach of Korea is Amanos Litfoil. Why someone is Korea, the Moshel, he tears a piece of foil, not Amanos Litfoil, but he wants to use it as it is, a small piece. That's also the Alach, that's the Issa Torah. So that's also awesome. Okay, everybody, say. Yeah.